The Difference Within. Words from Jesus. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. So often you hear about people's desire to be different and to make a unique footprint in the sands of life. This is due to the desire I have planted in every person's heart to understand their purpose, to search for the meaning of life, and the knowledge that there is more than their earthly life. Every person is unique, and everything I have created is distinct in its own way. There are no two snowflakes that are exactly alike, no two eyes in the world that are exactly alike, and there are no two fingerprints that are exactly alike. Everything I have created is unique in some way and reflects my work in the world and my fingerprint in every created thing. My creation is full of beauty and wonder, and human beings are my crowning creation. But the greatest beauty is a transformed life, one that seeks to walk closely with me and to grow in my image. The things of this world will fade away, but your eternal soul will live on forever, and as my follower, one day you will shine like the sun in my kingdom. Podunk Tech. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Psalm 14:2. My spirit continually searches the entire world, searching for those who will understand and seek me. But many have become so enthralled and captured by modern technology that they are distracted from seeking me and the things that matter for eternity. I look down from heaven and see people absorbed by their computers, the internet, and all its distractions. Many see such advances, such as artificial intelligence, as proof that mankind will evolve and become self-sufficient without God. Many people today are lost and have chosen to worship temporal things and the people who design them, rather than the Creator of the universe. If they would make the right decisions of seeking after me and acknowledging me, they would find me and my eternal truth instead of earthly things that will not last. When I return and cleanse the earth of unrighteousness, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of my glory and truth, even as the waters cover the sea. In that day, nothing that pollutes or destroys or corrupts will remain on earth. Only that which beautifies and creates life and joy and peace. Navigating deep waters. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through waters of difficulty, you will not drown. Isaiah 43:2. Sometimes in life, you can find yourself swimming in an ocean of emotion, with the waves churning and tossing you, to where you feel like you're spitting and sputtering with the water rising over your head. Remember at such times that the tests and temptations you face in life are common with all people and are not so different from what others experience. Life and the world around you are full of change, and when you face things or situations that you have never experienced before, sometimes these can rock your world and destabilize you. So don't be surprised if you experience a wave of emotion and find yourself feeling overwhelmed or discouraged. or as if your boat is capsizing. It's part of the trials of life, which will work to teach you and temper you and make you stronger. But never fear, your heavenly lifeguard is always with you. I will be right there with you when you go through deep waters of difficult times. I will help you and uphold you and teach you how to navigate the storms of life. You will be surrounded by my presence and filled with my peace that transcends your understanding and will guard your heart and mind. Called and Chosen. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. John 15:16. I called you and chose you, and you responded to my call and have been faithful to me. I see within you to the very depths of your soul, and I know you sometimes feel a little discouraged or disappointed when you think about your life and what you have accomplished. I see your longing to make a difference and to fulfill your calling, and sometimes you feel your life doesn't measure up to that standard. Some people seem so gifted or talented, while you don't feel like you have special gifts or an outstanding calling. You may think you lack qualities that stand out or that are unique or that will make a difference in some way. Most people feel that way at one time or another. I understand how it might look that way to you, but remind yourself that I am the one who called and chose you. Remember that my gifts and calling are irrevocable. Questions about your future and what lies ahead can leave you feeling overwhelmed. I understand how you feel, and I pray for you that your faith will continue to stand strong no matter what storms come your way. When life seems challenging, remind yourself of the glorious future I prepared for all who love me. Take time to fill your heart and mind with my word, and you will find the strength and courage to meet the day and walk in your calling. Come to me with all your burdens, worries, and concerns, and I will give you my joy and the grace, strength, and love you need for today and for the future. Let the light of my word brighten your way and guide you, and trust that my grace will always be sufficient for you. No measure. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Jeremiah 31:3. Always remember that you are precious in my sight. Never think that I am distant from you. I don't judge you by how much you accomplish or by your achievements. I look at your heart and the love you have for me and others. Those are the important things in my eyes, not your good works or efforts for self-improvement. Your service for me and others, and your personal growth will come as a result of your love for me and your faithfulness. So, don't compare yourself to a standard that I haven't set for you. My love isn't measured out in portions according to how much you think you give to me or do for me. My love is abundant and abides in you. I have loved you always and will love you to the end of your days and beyond through eternity. As you live your life for me and experience my love for you daily in the many blessings I pour into your life, you can see how great my love is for you. I want you to accept the gift of my love. Don't try to analyze or comprehend it, for it is above your thoughts and human understanding. Just believe and receive it, and then let it change you, mold you, and inspire you to give my love to others also. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.